Handley with you this morning, and the habitat of Nune's Plateau is increasingly under environmental pressure. The rare swamp habitat is home to many endangered animals, including a special skink, which my next guest, Sydney University student Sasha Gorisa, has spent the last 3 years gathering data about the Blue Mountains skink as part of her research and PhD. Sasha joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about the research that you've been doing in the Nunes Plateau.
Sure. So I've been researching the Blue Mountains water skink for the past 3 years as part of my PhD research project with Sydney University. And we've been looking mainly at the conservation biology and the ecology of the species.
So why this skink in particular?
This skink is very rare. It's one of Australia's rarest skinks. It's endangered under state and federal legislation, and not much was known about it when I started the project.
Where do you start with something like that if not much is known and you're looking for, I guess, such a small animal as well?
You start by doing a Google search and reading everything you can on it before starting. There was a geneticist in our lab, the Shine Lab, who did a bunch of genetic studies on the species, so I started by reading his papers first.
And then when it came to the Nunes Plateau and the work that you've done in that area, what were you looking at in terms of the skink and its habitats and sort of changes to that swamp area as well?
We were mainly looking at doing an abundance study, just figuring out how many skinks in each swamp. And we did look at swamps from the Nunes Plateau and the Blue Mountains. We also looked at habitat characteristics, doing habitat scoring on, say, soil moisture content of the swamp, vegetation density, temperature, and other things that are important to the lizard.
So what did you find out, about how the skink is going at the moment?
Well, we managed to catch around 450 skinks. That was in 3 years, and we surveyed around 5 to 6 months each year. That's a good number, actually, and from that we feel that the conclusion from how we're going to look after the skink is that to protect it, we need to protect its habitat.
Which is so common that we hear with endangered species as well. We're hearing a little bit earlier about a cockatoo in the south of our region who's also facing some similar habitat challenges. What are the challenges for these swamp areas in Nunes Plateau and Blue Mountains in terms of keeping them viable into the future?
Yes, well, as you say, the worldwide problem for endangered species is habitat loss and degradation. And the main threats to the Blue Mountains water skink are inappropriate fire regimes, impacts from longwall mining, recreational vehicle damage, anything that is anthropogenic, meaning man-made, and that would disturb or disrupt a swamp.
Are you seeing the effects of some of these things in the Nunes Plateau at the moment?
Well, it's not something that I studied directly. There are other scientists out there who are measuring the hydrology of swamps, so I think the question is better left to them.
Mm. So for you and your researcher and PhD, what's left to sort of look at when it comes to this little skink?
Oh, I'd love to find the distribution limit of the species. There seems to exist habitat in the directions around the swamps that we found. So I think to protect it best, we need to know exactly where it lives.
Which no doubt is a challenging thing for such a small animal.
Absolutely, but I'm up to it.
And in areas that are quite challenging to get to as well, sometimes you must have been pretty good at bushwalking these days.
Oh, it's definitely about going bush. And also within the swamps, there's some nasty vegetation called razor sedge, which, it does cut deep.
It's a big commitment for such a little animal, but important work. Great to hear from you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At Sasha Gorisa, the Sydney University PhD student, taking a look at that Blue Mountain skink, of course, found across the Blue Mountains and the Nunes Plateau as well.